Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. And that is wonderful. Sam Cooke, Change, Comic-Con. Okay, want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network, Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and we are going to do it again. Talk more of the same basic information we need to repeat. Because, you know, it's the reason why a lot of people are afraid of reasonable repetition. Because, you know, everything in nature works, everything works off of repetition. Repetition brings strength. It brings knowledge. It's refreshing and make room for someone to get more clarity. You know, it did not impact you the last time. But the next time, you were impacted more because repetition. So it's not about foolish repetition. No, because each day the sun comes up, you you know, you may have a special reason, you know, to see the rainfall today, maybe more than yesterday. Because, you know, sometimes you really want a dry atmosphere to do some things, right? And, you know, you would prefer if no rainfall today, because you could do a number of things that you want done to be accomplished. All right. But let's say the rain, you know, have been falling for 2 days. 2 days, rain has been falling. And then you think that, okay, yesterday was the last time of 2 days the rain fell. Now, today is a day that you'd like to get a number of things fulfilled. And you would be glad if you have some sunshine today that you can do these things, because how funny it is that water falling from the sky can really prevent a lot of things, and a very important things from go on, right? You can't do it when the rain is falling. So there's nothing you can do about that. But wait for the opportunity. I'm talking about repetition. And the value of repetition. The way to look at repetition is in context. You know? Context. If rain should continue to fall and never stop, let's say, even when people taking boat to swim around, and the rain still continue to fall, well, you can't do nothing about that besides, hey, you know, it's nature. But you would appreciate if the rain did stop, like it has done on a number of occasions. You see, so when you're getting, let's say, a lot of rain, a lot of water coming down, and you know you can't tell the rain to stop, and it stops. So you can only have an expectation and decide that, well, if the rain continues to fall, you will have to find alternatives. You know, totally wait until it stops, because there's nothing you can do about that. So, but repetition though, don't you find the rain falling day after day repetitious? Of course it is repetitious, whether or not you would like to accept it or not, because it's repeating over and over, say the same thing. But you can accept repetition in a certain context. And repetition by who is doing the action of repetition. That has everything to do with the context of it. Now, if somebody is talking like they don't remember that they said the same thing a while ago, then something is wrong. You know what I mean? So when I'm talking about repetition with purpose, there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't speak something out of timing, out of appropriation. You need to say the thing in season. You see? Because if you say certain things over and over when it is not season to do it, you're spoiling up everything. And you're not being edifying to people when you're talking the same thing over and over and it is out of timing. You know, you have to be, be wise about repetition, because repetition is going to be it's going to be a context, a contextual thing. You got to know that what repetition works, right? And which repetition will not work. People will just think you're not making any sense. And of course, they're not getting any sense if you're talking repetitiously, I mean, insensitive to what people are affected by. If you're talking something that with a learning, people are, you know when you put it out and how you put it out and how you can move along without repeating that. But sometimes people will understand when you repeat certain things, you see, because sometimes they don't catch it good and you give them an opportunity to get it the second time you say it. You know, it's like you are leaving a number for someone and you repeat the number twice so that the message will be received, right? So if you repeat your number, is that if you didn't get it the first time, no, this is it the second time. Something like that, right? All right. And so then, we move on in life with the energy of repetition, with sense, right? You don't repeat foolishness over and over. It's not that foolishness. You talk makes sense the first time. But what if you begin to just senselessly, out of timing, say it, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. It made sense, but by you repeating it so many times, out of tune, it is not making sense again when you do that. Because you're not building your structure when you say one thing repetitiously and it doesn't have no form, no structure to it. That don't do it. So my thing is not nonsensical repetition. You must know what you're repeating. But let's say some repetition that a lot of people reject is repetition that if you have to go and teach a class, say mathematics or English, whatever, and every day you have a class, maybe 2 class a day, 2 or 3 class for the day, teaching the same set of things. Biology or something like that, and that's what your job is, and you do that every day. Now, because that class is structured, it's the same subject matter, but different elements of it. Some people, they want to strike you down because you follow that pattern with something that they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear it. Because they have a bias and are intolerant for what you're saying. Yo, this biology again or this arithmetic again. That kind of thing. All right. No, I believe in purpose. I believe in timing. I believe in appropriation. Really? You know what I mean? That if you do it every day, it must have taste. It must serve the purpose, and is not the exact. It may be the same context, but it's a different element. You see what I mean? It's the same kind of subject matter, but different elements of it, and therefore you progress. All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. A change needed and a change we have to make. Things are bad off in the human world, and we have gone too far with what they call it, Sin City. Sin City has taken over the civilized world. And there needs to be change. You see? Because when we have certain time of the past, let's say, for example, we have to calendaral designation. One is solar calendar. One they call moon lunar calendar. But maybe we don't really understand what is all that about. Something happened, and I want to tell you, 200 years ago is a long time, you know, that you and I don't know, not even in a remote sense, a whole bunch of people that have been in this world back in that era back there. Say 200,000 years. All right, well, step it. 100,000 years ago, a lot of things happened. Within the last 100,000 years ago, if we were to identify those things, we would realize that we're as civilization come into this world before 200,000 years ago. And now we don't know what is meant by civilized or by civilization. And there's hardly anybody that don't know the word civilization, but there's hardly anybody who understands the meaning of the word civilization. Because what most people think is civilization, is like socialism. And socialism is not necessarily of civilization. You see what I mean? So we are at a time when people talk about civilization, but they're really not applying civilization right. They're probably applying the least part of civilization and make it seem like it's the major central definition for civilization. And that doesn't make sense. Well, that's where we are. AD Anno Domini, for example, as a calendar, is not a civilized thing. And who brought AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord about? White people. Lunar calendar can never be a civilized calendar. And if you know that you are an African ethnic person and you go to church, you maybe are a Catholic, Roman Catholic member, and you revere the Pope. Yeah, that's what the lunar moon calendar does. And when was the lunar calendar created? It's just the other day. Just the other day would mean like about 2,000 years ago. You know, about 2,000 years ago is when they make the calendar, lunar calendar, moon calendar. Yeah. Matter of fact, it would be 2022 AD. Yeah. So civilization been on earth since the gods, they come to earth in big numbers of them, because they had a big project, and they do spread abroad their cultural way of life. When they created the hybrid humans, because there was another type of humans around when the gods came here in Europe, these white people, hominids, they were in Europe, right? And they were not civilized. They were not civilized. They could make stone tools, right? The hominid. And you trace the hominid subgroup, Homo erectus. And you get into a lot, you're going to find a lot of trouble when you continue tracing the subgroup Homo erectus, because they are the one who plunge the African people into a whole lot of problem. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say to you now, there are time in antiquity when people raise up into the world and do uncivilized things. And there's something about the hominid uncivilized humans, their temperament. If you know about white people today, and see how white people trail the African people who came, let's say, 200,000 years ago and raised in Africa. And then after 100,000 years, some of them leave Africa and go into the outer world, like the Western Hemisphere, and set up many different countries and settlements. Well, something happened 100,000 years ago between these hominid white people and the sapient African hybrid people. Something happened, and something continued to happen and take effect throughout these many years that we call today 100,000 years ago, right? A lot of things happen. Society changed, and a new set of culture came up. We call them homosexual. All right. And they started to talk throughout 100,000 years. White people start to talk within this period, okay, and learn skills, the civilized skill. Everything civilized, they learn, because they were in Europe only able to do make stone tools and light a fire. That's all they could do. But when something happened between them and the ethnic people, they developed into a different kind of a human creature other than what nature ordained them to be. White people are a set of people that was never planned by nature or nobody but themselves. If you can see I cannot say that they don't serve some good, because they get themselves in the way to do what they are doing. Nobody don't ask them. They do what they are doing, and nobody stop them, and they are doing what they're doing. So they're not doing a whole good. You see what I mean? Because they have their place in life, and they don't keep their place in life. They try to keep the place of other people, the sapient people. That's what they do. And what is wrong with it is the blood that they spread into the sapient people. It's the reason why the world is the way it is. So when you hear them talking about United Nations and talk about peace and justice, look, these people are only laughing at the African people, white people. They're only laughing because they know they would never allow anybody to come anywhere they drop anchor. Let's say they take over settlements that the African people come into the Western world and set up. They take it over, right? With what they call imperial colonialism, right? And force these people, they kick these people out, kill them. I mean, gruesome killing. These white people do. I don't know the heck. I mean, any part of the civilized people allow them to do these kind of, over settlement of the and overrun and usurping of the African people. I can't see no civilized life like that. But it happened. And when something happens that is puzzling and you don't understand, you need to study it and get to understand. Because hit now and go try to understand you. Right? The people and who do the wrong thing, not going to try to understand you. Because they understand what they want to understand. And that is to kill people and get what they want and stay right there, because they ain't running off from the legacy where them steal from you, kill you, and take over what you have. They're not running away from it. They're going to stay there. Think is what I'm telling? All right. Look in Rome. They overthrow the king in Rome and call themselves Romans after that by the name of the king, and say the king was not Roman. He was Etruscan. And all these kind of foolishness, they write, by it gone like about a few months or so, nobody don't know what happened. Nobody's going to be able to say that's not true unless, a history is written of that thing. And you could come by, 2,000 years on more later and find out that these people who did it are lying. Most people will never find out. You see what I mean? This is what happened. And why do you think these white people are still sustaining their position as though they are really a government? And a government is supposed to be a civilized government. Do you see the white people as a civilized government? And what is that you see that makes them civilized? So like I say, I can't say they're not doing some good things, but I can't say it in a context like these people were ordained to be good. No. White people as we know them today are not the hominid that existed back even 100,000 years ago. So I begin to like tell people that white people are not civilized. They can't rule civilized they are forbidden. Because night and day don't come together. You know, you have day and then you have night. Well, so it is with civilization. Civilization came and exists on the basis that the earth is orbiting around the sun, right? And as it moves around the sun, what we call it, rotate and revolve, right? All right. Rotate. In its orbit, you have night and day. And it makes it 24 hours. That 12 hours night and 12 hours day brings the calendrical meaning is one day, 24 hours one day. Now, civilization works in that framework where you have a 24-hour day, but break down into two halves where you have nighttime and you have daytime, right? But 24-hour day is what make now go up to 365 days for the year, and it takes a year to circle the sun. Yes, and so this is how civilization works. But the sun and the earth was working like this millions of years gone by before civilization of mankind came to earth. Well, it came to earth by the immortal gods from Nibiru. We were born in the AD era as African, who come through all kind of turmoil, talking about when things happen way back in time, in antiquity. We don't know anything about it. Our parents didn't know too much about it, if they knew anything. But things happen over time. And it's like, you know, it's like the hen lay her eggs, and after a while, turn, go sit on them and incubate them and hatch those eggs. And then you see the hen and her chicks, you know, looking food in the grass. So this is the way the world is today. BC era, my friend. If you don't know what that means, it's too bad. Because you need to know what it means to live your life with purpose. So what we have here is a situation where what we are looking at today as the human world is not what it was 100,000 years ago. Now, what has changed, you need to know. You know, and if you listen to me frequently, you will hear some things and hear it in repetitious ways too. Because it's difficult to get people interest in certain things that happened in the past. Certain things now, you know, because I'm not saying, you know, a whole lot of people in the past, you know, have love story or hatred story, and we here will never know about it. You know? some things like that happen. So what I'm talking about now is that to get people interested into certain things that happened in the past, we need to know them today. It's difficult. It's hard to get people to be interested into certain things because they are already oriented into a thinking that they believe. They are content with it. They don't want nothing else. That's horrible. Well, it's the place African people are in right now. I saw a man today. He's like, he's more on the Indian ethnic side. And I saw him from a little distance and was walking towards where he was headed. And I saw like he has a book, you know. So when I get closer, I could see, oh, it's a Bible. But when I get close and, you know, say hi and, you know, there was space, you know, for us to greet each other and stuff like that. It's a Bible, but he doesn't speak English too well. He just know a little thing. He can't really have a productive conversation because he doesn't speak, you know, my little English that I speak. And so I find out, even pray for me too. Now, I wasn't going to stop him, you know. And when he finished praying, you know, he said amen, and like he was soliciting amen from me. So I said amen, you know, and just let it slide, you know what I mean? Because, look, you know, I can't, it's not appropriate for me to give him static. You know what I mean? You can kind of glide over that until time is right for things. But what I'm saying is what bothered me about this gentleman, it grieves me to, you know, in my core, that we ethnic people, hybrid people, are so digress mentally since 100,000 years ago when these white people come out and attack our people, some of them, and make their way to like impregnate them and stuff like that. Come on, man. Listen, when I know that I grew up in the church, as a Christian. And realize, you know, right now I can imagine that I didn't know anything else besides the church and what the Bible teaches. And them days, you don't see anybody around you trying to talk and say something wrong with the Bible. No. Everybody's on board with the Bible. When I look and see how my brother is in captive and moving, he's got it all. When you hear him pray to God in the name of Jesus, when I look and know that I was in that exact position mentally, that now it is bothering me because I'm looking into that brother's head and see what his perception is in his brain, and that he has no intention of departing from it. I don't know if what I did was sufficient for him to pick up any clue, since we don't get to talk and open up ourselves to each other for him to understand what I was saying. But I was looking for something in the New Testament, but his book is not edited for me to understand what may be the New Testament, right? The first, what they call the Torah portion of the Bible, it was Genesis. It had Genesis in it. And I think going up to the last Old Testament book that had in, I don't remember, what is that last number in Genesis book. However, turn to Genesis 12. And it had the name of Abraham. So I point to it and tell him that Abraham in the Bible is not the truth. He's not the truth. And he kind of understand my hand gestures. That is a negative thing I'm talking about. So he didn't want to get too deep into that, since we didn't have words to explain what's being said. So we kind of parted. But my emphasis is, for me, 70 years old, until I'm almost 60 years of age, that was all I know, and nobody couldn't get into my head with anything else. Nobody wasn't trying to get in my head with anything else. The closest that come is there are other churches around, and I seldomly go to the meeting in any other churches, you know. Because church usually keep its congregants to come to service, because they need to bring their money contribution, you know, and whatever else they do. But, my friends, what I'm saying to you, the things that happened long time ago and in the era that we are in now, with the problem that I told you that happened between the hominid white people ancestors and our ancestors 100,000 years ago, that right there is a problem. Is a problem for us African people to know. The best way to know is to change the way you are reading the believing syndrome that we have. You're reading the Bible over and over, and you talk about repetition. That's being repetition, because you're reading that Bible and you believe Adam and Eve was in a garden somewhere and Spirit God come and make them. And nothing don't go like that. Now, if somebody were to tell you that without you expose yourself to the Bible or anybody illustrating anything to you about it, is to start reading with a purpose. In other words, read the Bible just like you're reading another book, and you will find out if the Bible is making sense. Stop believing the Bible, because it's not that believing is not good, but it is not proper usage of believing when you begin to accept a church, when you don't know the meaning or you are applying or may I say you are not applying the definitions or the words you are reading to what you think it is, because you're a believer. You just believe everything, and when you turn to the book where they say if you read or you doing a study yourself and you read that, it don't make no difference whether it's you are reading it at home or you're reading it in the church. Because it's the same thing. Your mindset is the same. It's the same. You are a believer, and when you are a believer, there is no knowledge in your mind. Believing is to like accept the thing without you actually understanding what it means. And that's what Christianity is. Ain't nobody going to the church with them head full up of what Adam and Eve is all about. You see, you begin to go to church because you want to hear the word of God. All right? And it's not knowledge of what the word of God is you want. You just want to hear certain things and like you become convinced of what you hear. But can you explain what you hear? No. And that's where we get lost. Therefore, I am saying, in order for any one of us to be certain we know what the Bible is saying, is to start reading it like you read any other book. And for sure, I know, if you start understanding what you're reading in the first beginning of Genesis, 1, 2, and 3 chapters, if you reading and understanding what it says, you come back and talk to me. And even, you know, say nice thing, because I am sitting here and I'm talking these things. And I mean, how many people out there listening to me would really come in and explain said on what you understood? You can hardly find anyone, you see, who is that interested to get knowledge and wait until it's time to believe in something. You believe in something, but you don't start out with belief, you see. All right? No, my friend. I want to get into a little more of little depth of what I'm saying. All right. Now, listen to this. The things that I'm saying are personal, okay? Very, very personal. And you cannot be edified unless you're using your own mind. And have an interest into the subject matter. A subject matter that can propel you to a higher level of knowledge and where you rest in peace with your knowledge. You have to be right, and not by your believing standard. You have to be right by your administrating and your identification of what he said. When you get the substance, you know what to deal with it. how to deal with the issues. That's what happened. All right. And so let's put some attention into some of this here. Questionable. Confidential. No, it's not confidential. I'm getting short here. All right. Questionable. Coincidental. Ominous. Physical change. Right? Crossbreeding? Yes. It's yes. Questionable, coincidental, ominous, physical, and change. And change? And he says, yes. Change. What is this pertains to what I talk about. Something happened in antiquity, 100,000 years ago, when there was no, there was at that time, 100,000 years ago, there was the gods here. There were the ethnic people, the hybrid, yeah. And then there was the hybrid people are the civilized people, the perfect human being, right? Created by the gods. By genetic manipulation, DNA, right? That's the humans that spread human type civilization, because the gods mixed their blood with the sapien species blood and create the hybrid person. Neanderthal was sapien, but not hybrid, okay? And they were the first that the ape, European man, they attack and hold them hostage for years, interbreeding them. What I'm saying to you, a lot of things have happened in the past that we don't know. And repackage itself and come and adorn itself like what we see white people are doing right now. Put on morphing clothes and not their own. You see what I mean? And dare you to noise it abroad. That's who they are. No, they don't want you to talk about who they are, but they write all the foolishness about us in a Bible and wherever else. It's something to pollute civilized people. That's what these white people are doing. Now, since I have been in the church and encounter this thing, I take it personal. I take it real personal. And I want to take it to the high site it can go, because it is just not right. And so, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I'm going to play a little interlude and come right back and move it on what I'm talking about. The unquestionable, coincidental, hominin, physical. And change by crossbreeding, you know? Change by crossbreeding. Yes? Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. So, all right. I will come back and we're going to talk about the digression of the ethnic people. Ethnic group. Yes. Ethnic group digress or digression. Yes. P-E-O-P. Yeah. All right. So it is. Okay. Now, so let's get a little bit of music and see how well we do here. It's fool die for want of wisdom, you know. Let's see. Let's hear it now. It's Peter Tosh. Fools die.
Fixation of a soul is vanity. destruction of the poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy to build a better nation. Clean up, clean up your creation. Of the soul is vanity, destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Okay, we are back. And before I go further, one of the pathetic things that we have affecting our civilized world society is a madness that is unsuspected. You know, like if you're raised up in a home where, you know, you have a lot of evil things that take place there, a child will grow up to learn those things and think that those ways are right. Now, when it comes to what civilization is, a child growing up into that environment kills the child's potential to know what civilization is because of growing up and learning things that's all they're going to learn, basically. So they learn it and it permeates their sense of reasoning. That is basically what happened to the African people today and what African people are known for. You see what I mean? Something is wrong with the average African people. And that's all it takes for the white people to destroy the civilized good that is, you know, that is prepared for orderly moral people. And the white people don't care beyond just pretending. Because by nature, they don't have a nature that wants civilization. Their nature is sodomy, sexual sodomy. That's their thing. Do you know, why do you think they would come from Europe and invading the places of the African people who are not sodomites, and they come here and talk about the ruling and make laws for people who are going up people's crotches of the same sex? This is what American renowned government is. That's what they are, sodomites. And what I'm trying to say to you is the madness that takes up the African people, that they don't know. They don't know that they are infected by white people's ape blood, Rh rhesus blood. The African people don't know that. So they go to church. We are not church people by nature. We are not. How did we come to love the things that are written in the Bible and read by preachers and everybody? Why we do not know that the Adam and Eve story in the Bible is not true? Who is to tell us? Who is to tell us about the king that was overthrown in Rome, Italy? Who is to tell you that? Who is to tell you all the white people become Romans and they were not any Romans and they're telling all kind of lies? You know? Who is to tell you that the Pope in St. Peter's Square is not white people's property? Who is going to tell you that? You see, because they have got the privilege to do what they are doing. Because I'll ask you, where is the African government? When last have you heard anything like a message, you know? Africa is is a paragon place. There is no other place like Africa. Africa is a beloved place of the gods themselves, because it is a special place. You see? And if you know the history of the earth, you would understand better what I'm saying, but I just don't want to go into that part of the study right now. Of gold, under the water and out of the water. And something significant happened that caused the gods to come to earth to mine gold. There is a real story about that. And what is relevant with this story the place that is called the crossing. Have you ever heard about the crossing? There is a place up there, you know, like you ever seen the planets that lined up around the sun? All right, well, there is a place up there I'm going to tell you about that is called the crossing. All right, the crossing.
CALLED. Let's see if I'm going to tell you. They don't make see? They wouldn't want to put it here or make it so easy for somebody to find it. CELES. CELESTIAL. Yeah. The place. The place of the crossing. The place of crossing. Celestial. BATTLE. They don't want to tell you about it. They don't want to tell you about it. You see, this is what the sodomites, them have all kind of church, something that they want to tell you about, but they don't want to tell you about the celestial crossing. It belongs to the civilized people. White people don't care about civilized things. So therefore, they try to block off certain things that will keep the African hybrid people fed with knowledge. See? Celestial crossing. I don't want to tell about that. Why they do not want to tell you about the celestial crossing?
Hey guys, Andrew here, and welcome back to another episode of Celestial Crossing. When we last left off, we had gone to the game convention with Nerys to try to figure out how to get her back into the game world, and was basically laughed at by everybody because it sounded like a lunacy conspiracy theory that the game characters could come out of the game into the real world. So, yeah, that's where we are now. So let's get back to the story. I'm not sure what happens next, to be honest, as I'm more or less passed out at the thought of Nerys turning down free money. Free money that I could have used to fix all the shit she broke in my house. Still, I think she doesn't seem to suppress me anymore.
They don't want to tell you nothing about the real crossing. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this? Yeah. Imagine that. You imagine that? It keep on just evading me. Well, I've written this down. I had it written down, you know what I mean? Where did I put this? I think I wrote this down somewhere. Okay, well, I'm not winning here. I am not winning. No. Let me see if I can find something else. Armored bracelet. Bracelet. Armored bracelet. Let's see what this is going to say. Still not telling me that. It's still a tell you foolishness. Armadors. E-R. Armored out. Bracelet. You see, oh boy. H-A-M-M-E-R, armor, easy, but armored. Armored bracelet. Huh. No. Image of armored bracelet. I don't. see why I'm losing this thing so often. Okay, TAMATK Mod. So this is asteroid belt. It took me so long to remember that. Asteroid belt. Right. Asteroid belt. Asteroid belt. Yes. I wanted to tell you about the asteroid belt is a Toro shape region. Taurus shaped region in the solar system. Listen to this. Located roughly between the orbits planet Jupiter and Mars. Think about this, right? It is also known as the hammered bracelet, something. I think that's what it is, the hammered bracelet. Hammered bracelet. I think because of its shape, right? And if you Google this, you will see what I'm talking about. It's a cosmological thing. And we're two planetary bodies met there in a collision. It was, as it were, a fight. Cosmological fight. We're two planets. Collide. So it is called the place of the crossing. The church will not dwell upon this. And when they write the Bible, you would never see an illustration of what happened. Though they will make reference to it in the Bible when they talk about God divided waters from the waters. It has to do with the asteroid belt. Yeah, it has to do with the asteroid belt because it is since then that the moon become a satellite of the earth, and the earth is the casualty of what took place at the crossing. Why we have water on the Earth planet, it comes from the accident. right here at the Asteroid Belt. Asteroid Belt. And this is also called the Armored Bracelet. So it talks about the asteroid belt is a torus-shaped region in the solar system, located roughly between the orbit of Jupiter and a planet Jupiter and Mars. It contains a great many solid irregularly shaped bodies of many sizes, but much smaller than planets, called asteroid or minor planets. Yeah. Now, listen, my friend. Something happened that turned the hominid apes into Cro-Magnon people that talks, because they interbreed with the hybrid people. Nobody don't want you to know that. Why you think white people know so much about the planets and all the craft that they put sent up and they're going to Mars and stuff? Why do you think the white people know that? They come from the hominid ape species. How do they come to look like human being and do all these kind of stuff like human being? How do they know? And I'm telling you, it's a crossbreeding thing with the people of the species, the sapien species. You see the white people now embracing and calling themselves sapien. Yeah, white people. Why white people of all the people in the world calling themselves sapien? Why? And the history show you they are not sapien. Their parents ancestry, not sapien, hominid. Why? We're not looking on those kind of stuff. And these white people who say they're governing us, you see, they are doing a lot of things by talking about they're governing us. And when we don't know that their governing is fraudulent. You see what I mean? So they set up church, they set up seminary, they set up all of these things, keeping us into the darkness. They don't want nothing better than what is going on right now, because they have hope in nothing else. Asteroid belt. The asteroid belt. And I'm getting old now, and I'm not remembering things with frequency that I used to. But, my friend, as you can see, I have an interest to tell you. You see what I mean? Kingship is government. And yet still white people want to push out kingship government, civilized government, that teaches the world civility. And they don't want nobody to know what it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, I tell you. That's the way it's going? All right. So I am saying to you, when you have a situation now where these white people have done something to the African people so that we don't know. We don't know what they did to us. We don't know what they have done to us. We go on living with Christmas and Easter, and those things are dead flesh, stinking flesh, Santa Claus something. It don't belong to us. And they have our head stuffed up with believing in Jesus. And those things are not true. Not even in 1%, it is not true. And how can I convince any of my own people that is true? When we learn those things, we are the youngest children. And until this very day, we can't get over that. Just can't get over that. Because that's what we are taught. And once it is taught, and there's nothing you can do about it, you won't know. You are unaware. And what you're aware of, that's what you hold on to. You can't hold on to anything else. I'm showing you where realistic things are in history and available to know, and they will block you from telling you about it. Now, if I didn't try hard now and make links to find it, I wouldn't find it. But they could have helped me to find it, try I made, but they're not interested to do that. These white people that you see here, you see? How are we going to find out that there is officially and by antiquity and in this very present time, there is kingship in history, and it is the only thing that is civilized history on planet Earth. Yet still, these sodomite white people managed to get in a position where, you know, I mean, if you don't know, if you cannot become aware that it exists, this system here is not going to tell you, because this is a Christian system. It is a Christian system, and they will not help us to know the truth that they want us to be as ignorant as we can for them to lead us, you know, into what they say. It is Abraham who God called to him from out of the sky. And nothing don't go so. Nothing at all goes like that. If you read the Bible real good, you'll find out. No wise men follow stars to see any Herod, and Herod sent out his men afterward to kill baby boys 2 years and under, because the wise men did not come back and tell Herod where the child is. All those things are lies. You read it real good and you find out it's not no real story. You see what I mean? Where God don't have any sense how to lead, you know, his people, because why would he allow and send these wise men to Herod to know where the baby is? If there was one, why? Why would God send the wise men to Herod when there was no need for Herod to know? There was no need for the people to find out from anybody at all, because the star is what took them, after all was said and done, straying away from the course. The star, only God could stop the star, right? So that's what God did. Stop the star and directly send these wise men to nobody but Herod. And Herod must go to the Jewish scribes to know where the baby born. And the baby is not, Herod is not supposed to know about the baby. And this is what you have written in the Bible. Now, I've been reading the Bible for a long, long time. And never, because I believe the Bible, I never get to see anything that is not written like reality. And 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13 and 14, it clearly tells you that a Christian mind must be unnatural to understand the things in the Bible. No. As a rule, your mind in no way, shape, or form can be unnatural and you understand Bible or anything else better. It doesn't work, but your Bible will tell you that. Why your Bible tell you that? Ignorance, because these people can read, but there are some things that they want to say and they can't say it. Because these kind of ignoramus stuff that they write in the Bible, somebody like me would never know it as long as me live if I didn't read higher than fourth grade level. I wouldn't know. But I come to find out that the Bible is pack of lies. And it's not just me telling you that, you know. Bart Ehrman, he is one of whom, and I think to go at large, to tell you that the Bible is really beside itself then. Yeah, Bart Ehrman. And it's a, you know, it is something to see that maybe some kind of, some of his scholarly people, them, you know, would disagree with him, but you don't hear the kind of thing like, what I would expect. Somehow he's like insulated from the kind of a, uncivilized attack against him, showing that the Bible, you know, is not a true book of no divine prophets or not like that. And see, here it's like everything is going ahead as usual. You know, white people are preaching Jesus the same way. So how could it be that a man like Bart Ehrman, well known all over the world, and Ray Higgins was also a Christian man and washes and clean out of Christianity and begin to tell people what is historically true according to the existence of Africa civilization. Yeah, I don't think Bart Ehrman go too far into the African part of it, but he demonstrates clearly that the New Testament don't work anything. Too many lies in there. The four gospel and all that kind of thing there. Bart Ehrman can, you know, I mean, lead you to like, go see how many lies in the Bible. He don't leave out any hope at all for anybody to study the Bible as a word of God. No. It's not just me telling you this. It's a matter that there are a big number of people that have found out that the Bible, the way I put it, is the worst book. You know, well, a few people, I think, are benefited by what all of us have to say about the Bible. Some people
our health greater than others. Some people more hungry for the knowledge, and that, you know, spell a reasons why some people are better health than others. But it doesn't matter. Any little help is okay. All right? Now that I have said all that, I think it's time now to look at the text. Look at the text. That what happened 100,000 years ago, it is questionable. And knowing that we have shifted from the solar calendar, and now ordered to reverence the moon, the lunar calendar. Lunar calendar is not a calendar. It's just not. It is not a calendar in the context of what the solar sun calendar represents. Because it represents civilization. Solar calendar represents civilization. Moon calendar represents uncivilized world or uncivilized people. That's a fact. But who knows? I didn't know. I was in church. I didn't know. Since I started to read, I find out that these white people really knocked down the structure and form of civilization. They were called the sea people, the white people. So it's a matter of, for me, it's about life and civilized life, to talk about civilization and know what civilization is. The reason why these homosexuals created a moon calendar is because they have a need to take over the planet and turn it into a sodomite planet. That's what they are headed for. And I have it in writing where I can prove to you that's exactly what these white people are thinking about. And that you can look at when they talk about they were coming to America and what they were coming about. If you check that out, you'll find out that they never meant to go back home. They came for a purpose. Let's see, all of the places that they went and conspicate, America is one of them. And I'm talking about America now. They did not intend to go back. They come from England, I think, the first time, like 1620 or something like that. And then 10 years later, I think 1630, they came back with another group of them. And my friends, they turned the world upside down because what? They can read. Because they can read. The point is nobody's not thinking about when they couldn't read. No, it's like, oh, they put that off limit. You can't talk about that. This is where we are today. Why are we stuck in the mud? I mean, African people who are well-read and have good education,
they are turned aside by the church. You know, once you get put in the church, your brain gets worse. You know, when you say you become a Christian, your mind was affected already by the people, bad blood, right? Where, you know, they infect most of the African people. However, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, your brain go further in digression. Look, and then, you know, you're innocent victim because nobody don't tell you, you don't know. You see what I mean? You don't know. And that stuff you take serious as your Savior and Lord. You know, see? No, Gossa. All right. Let me see if I can get some of this out to you. Questionable, coincidental, hominid, physical, and change. And change. Cross-breeding? Yes. By cross-breeding, ethnic group people. By cross-breeding ethnic group people. Cross-breeding ethnic group people. Into digression. Put people into digression. And therefore, we don't have no help to get our mind out of the uncivilized system of reasoning. Okay, let's hear some of this. The first inhabitants of the Europe continent, 1.5 million years ago, searched for areas rich in vegetation to survive. 1:12:22. International study in which the University of Grenada is participating as part of the PRIACT ORCE project has obtained new data on the prehistoric human inhabited the Godix-Boza Basin. Thanks to an analysis of the teeth of herbivorous animals such as Patmos, rhinoceroses, rhinoceroses, horses, deers, and bison. This study is with the University of Helsinki, Finland, is also participating, reveals that our ancestors only inhabit this area when Mediterranean ecosystem provided extra productivity, since these first hominids required a high amount of energy and resources. There were insufficient during the cooler and drier climate phases. The first humans to inhabit the Gorgix Baba Basin province of Granada during the prehistory, from 1.5 million 400,000 years ago. Okay, that was before we were created by the gods. For areas of high vegetation in order to survive, but they could only inhabit this area when the productivity of Mediterranean ecosystem is especially abundant. Since these ancestors required a high amount of energy and resources there were insufficient during the cooler and drier climatic phases. At this time, there were no civilized human beings. So all of these names that they have called here are uncivilized times, you know? And that's important for us to know. Because now we see white people and they are talking and stuff like that. And here they are telling you that these guys, prehistorian, they go looking for vegetation and stuff like that at this place. You know, the Gorgix. The Gorgix Baza Basin. You see what I mean? Province of Grenada during the prehistory, 1.5 million years and 450,000 years ago. You see? All right. So it goes on to say, now, this was the same reason the climate, why they left Africa and go up into Europe. Same time, 1.5 million years ago. It makes a lot of sense with other readings that I have done. All right. Physical and cultural attributes that would have aided dispersal through the through the arid environments of northern Africa and the Middle East. These attributes included the questionable coincidence, hominids, physical change, right? How did they become, you know, like humans crossbreeding? You see, it tells you that they go up. They were still in it just seemed like no, they 450,000 years ago cannot mix up with let's see here. They may be right. They may be right. So they were in Africa 1.5 million years ago. Right? All right. So when they're saying, 400,000 years ago, you know, it probably not too inappropriate. So because it is 1.5 million years that they went up into Europe. All right. Looked for areas of high vegetation in order to survive, right? All right. So they went up into Europe. Ape, right? Mute. They can't do nothing civilized, nothing at all. And you look into Europe to see if they had any civilized society started out there. No. You see? But if you don't read properly and follow them, you won't find out anything is wrong. Just like we read the Bible and believe it, that anything is wrong with it. My friends, there's a lot for us to discover here. And we should not forsake to know. Prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. Now, a modern body shape with an efficient striding gait to travel over long distances. Modern body. What that is telling you? All this is happening since, you see, something about the time that they're setting up here, because we were created 200,000 years ago. So it's like 1,000 later than what they are talking about. They were 1.5 million years, they were leaving Africa, right? And it is like 200,000 years later that the hybrid people were created. You see? So this 200 years, 400 years look like it's too way beyond time, you know? Whereas the 1.5 million years seem to not standing up with when they said they left Africa, right? It's not falling in place, but the World History textbook has it right though. this, what I'm reading here is Google, where these sodomites, they are giving you and telling you whatever they want to tell you. The Word of Truth book tells it very clearly, and that is what to be trusted, not what they write up here. It says there is 1.5 million years ago when they left Africa and go into Europe. Okay? And the gods came to earth 450,000 years ago. You see what I mean? So that's what world history says. So I don't make what they're writing and say move what history tells me. All right? And so what we have here is when we say modern, yeah, we're talking about modern, which is after prehistory, right? After prehistory. So we are not modern people because we are here 200,000 years ago. That was before the Cro-Magnon modern man came about. We were here and talking long, long before that. At least 100,000 years before that. Right? Now, what I'm saying here, I'm saying it, maybe not in the best presentation, you see, but if you're listening to what I'm saying, I'm very sure you will gain an insight to start making a search of your own to know the truth. These white people will come to the point where they frazzle out and they are looked upon like scornful dogs. They mingle with dogs anyways. They have good comforter, sex partner, right? And they're going on like they're civilized like us and stuff like that. They will vanish away. They will vanish away. You watch and see. You can see the smoke already. So they are the modern people. Modern man body. They're telling about a body they never had before. Why are they talking about this body? Where they get it from? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, my friends, pretty much what I wanted to like tell you about, you know. Pretty much what I want to tell you about. These white people, through interbreeding with the Neanderthals for a long period of time, become like humans. Neanderthals, they look like humans, right? And have a lot of features that is far away from ape-like human, okay? And then now, once they have that features from the Neanderthal, they turn on the hybrid people with the blood of the gods. This is where they began to talk and what everything else that they are today, you know, manifest. It's for us to understand the world that we are in. And I say blessings to you and hope that you find mental knowledge to strengthen you in what you want to be. If you know what you want to be. I know what I want to be. I know what I want to be. In the way that I think and I read and I see things. And out of that, I know what I want to be. And I urge my people, civilized people, to get to know what you want to be and stay with it. Blessings to you. I'll play you a few melody here. And and hopefully we will be on the next edition. Blessings to you. There's nothing else to do besides use your thinking and use the power of your desire. Okay? Goodwill. Take good care. We will be with you. Thank you.
questions, contact us.